Welcome to Shema, the teaching ministry of the Olive Tree Congregation in suburban Chicago. Shema is Hebrew for hear, and we hope your love for God and others will grow as you hear God's Word exposited from a Messianic Jewish perspective. Join us as our congregational leader opens the scriptures that reveal from Genesis to Revelation God's loving redemptive plan for Israel and the nations.
That they include in carnivals all around the country where they take you and spin you and turn you this way and that way and you get off that thing and you're like, whoa, right? Those are just beautiful metaphors, I think, for how most of us are feeling right around this time of year. You know, especially with the debates and the election coming up and just, it's like, wow, okay, how do we get our equilibrium? How do we deal with this tilt-a-whirl life that we find ourselves on? And so that's what I want to share just briefly with you this morning is how Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah help us stay centered in this off-kilter world in which we find ourselves. And I want to point out two basic and simple things this morning, and then we're going to bring the Torah out and begin going through it together. But the two things that I want us to be thinking about as we celebrate this morning is that Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah remind us to do two things. That is to rest and to reset. To rest and to reset. And so that's where I want to encourage us this morning as we participate together in our service. And so when we think about Shmini Atzeret, it reminds us to rest. And I read briefly about Shmini Atzeret from Leviticus chapter 23, beginning in verse 33, where it clearly commands us to celebrate Sukkot for 7 days. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, it talks about an eighth day. And it's just this very simple, nondescript explanation. It says in the middle of verse 36, on the eighth day you shall have a holy convocation and present an offering by fire to the Lord. It is an assembly. It's an atzeret. You shall do no laborious work. And that's all the information. Then later in Numbers we're told about the food offerings that are given for Shmini Atzeret. But other than that, there's no priestly duties other than the offering of the sacrifices. There's no extra worship. There's no historical background given for why this eighth day. And so why an eighth day gathering? And so I'm going to share with you just some scripture references and explain very briefly what each reference refers to and see if you can detect a pattern. See if you can detect a pattern. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 12, as well as Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3, Jewish males are circumcised on the eighth day, right? The eighth day. And of course, we read in the New Covenant scriptures, in the Gospel of Luke, we read about John the Baptist, the immerser, being circumcised on the eighth day, as well as Yeshua himself being circumcised on the eighth day. Then in Leviticus chapter 9, we have Aaron and his sons start serving after a 7-day ordination and cleansing process. They begin serving on the eighth day. And then in Exodus chapter 22, verse 30, and again in Leviticus 22:27, we read that domestic animals can be used in sacrifice on the eighth day and later. Then again in Leviticus chapter 14, verses 10 and 23, lepers who have been healed and cleansed can bring a sacrifice and re-enter the community on the eighth day. Leviticus chapter 15, verse 14 and 29, men and women who have been defiled bring an offering for cleansing on the eighth day, on the eighth day. Numbers chapter 6, verse 10, a person who had taken a Nazarite vow who was accidentally defiled during the course of that vow before it had been completed could bring an offering and restart his or her vow on the eighth day. Exactly. And so do you see the pattern? Do you see it? Because if you don't see that pattern in the Scriptures and you read about this eighth-day gathering, you think, well, what's that about? Well, you know, what's the significance of that? And the significance of that is that the eighth day is the day of acceptability in God's presence. The eighth day is the day in which whatever needs to be cleansed has been cleansed and taken out of the way so that we can be in God's presence. In God's presence. And so as we celebrate Shemini Atzeret, it reminds us of our acceptability before a holy God. That it's as if God is saying to our people at the end of the Sukkot feast, which is the end of the religious year, as it were, and a time of gathering and a time when we are commanded to rejoice. And what is assumed in that command is that as we are obedient to the Lord and walking in fellowship with Him, He is going to bless our socks off as a nation, and we're going to have a lot to thank Him for on Sukkot. But then after that time of thanksgiving is over, God says, just hang with me for another day. You're acceptable. Just hang. Rest in my presence. And so it's a beautiful reminder that of our acceptability before the Lord. And of course, what today makes us acceptable before the Lord is our Messiah. Is the fact that He, as God intended and as God planned, gave His life as a sacrifice for us. And through that sacrifice, gives us His Holy Spirit who regenerates us and cleans us. It's so interesting because it's on the last and the great day of the feast, not the eighth day, but the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah, of the feast of Sukkot, that Yeshua stood up and He said, come unto me, you who are thirsty, and I will give you drink. For from me will come fountains of living water. And then John goes on to explain that Yeshua is referring to the Holy Spirit who had not yet been given. And then in chapter 3, verse 5 of Paul's letter to Timothy, Paul says this, He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. See that? So it's through faith in the Messiah, it's through the gift of the Holy Spirit that God cleanses us and makes us acceptable. And Shemini Atzeret reminds us of that. And Shemini Atzeret is our reminder in this tilt-a-whirl. I picked a tongue twister. This tilt-a-whirl world in which we live, He reminds us and He says, no, you are acceptable before me. And come and dwell with me. Spend time in my presence, because it's when we spend time in His presence that things begin to fall into place, and all of the things that seem so disjointed in our lives and in this world, all of a sudden begin to make sense again as we're reminded who is in control. Who is in control? And so as we begin to think about Shemini Atzeret, I just want to encourage you. You can become acceptable to God today. And you can enter into that eighth day state of acceptability before a holy and righteous God simply by receiving the gift that He is offering today, the gift of His Son, Messiah, and His once for all sacrifice on your behalf. And all you need do is say, Lord, I want what You are offering me. And as you do that in faith, receiving what He is giving to you, you can rejoice and begin to rest in an acceptable, a completely holy and permanent state of acceptability before the Lord. And for those of us who know the Messiah, it's that reminder to hang with Him, to take a deep breath, to spend some time in His presence, because that's the only way we gain perspective and we get our equilibrium back, and we can walk a straight path through the insanity around us that pleases and honors the Lord. And so Shemini Atzeret reminds us to rest in the same way Simchat Torah reminds us to reset. to reset. And that's what we're going to be doing this morning. We're going to be looking at the last verses of the 54th parashiot, the 54th of the 54 weekly Torah portions, and we're going to be looking at the opening verses of the first parashiot, the first section of reading that we're giving, 54 in a year. And by tradition, for at least 1,000 years, if not before, our community has celebrated the ending and the immediate resetting of our reading of the Torah at this time of year. And as we do it, it keeps us grounded. It keeps us grounded in all the basic information that we need. As we begin to read over and over and over and over and over again, I hope that if you've been a part of this congregation for any number of years, you can give testimony to the benefit of spending time year after year after year in those same five books, reading through them and re-establishing those foundational truths that are so important. And so as we celebrate Shmini Atzeret, we stay centered because Simchat Torah reminds us to reset our perspective by getting our eyes on to the Lord. I want to read something to you from the open house slides that we use when we used to have open houses. And it says this is about our core values, our DNA. And one of the core values of this community is Israel-centric Bible teaching. Israel-centric Bible teaching. So if you are a member, especially if you are a member of this community, that is being built into who you are and how you understand the Scriptures. And it goes on and it says, OTC teaches a literal understanding of the Bible's message that places the Jewish Messiah, people and land of Israel at the center of God's promise to redeem the world. And you cannot make sense of the Scriptures unless you have that foundation. You are going to misinterpret and you're going to allegorize and you're going to make stuff up that just isn't there. But as you take this approach to the Scriptures and as we're reminded of these fundamental truths year by year at this time of year, we begin to regain our perspective. And we remember that, yes, it feels like the world is spinning out of control. But as we go back and we reread Genesis and we read through the five books of Moses, we begin to see again that, no, the Creator of the universe is still in control. And He is still working His plan. And this is who we are in that plan. And that comes as we keep this tradition by reading through the Torah year by year. And so by way of application, I just want to challenge us afresh. If you have not been doing it, please plan to read through the Torah following the the 54 parashiot this year. We provide resources for that. We have the Torah reading schedule is available on a table in the back if you want a printed copy. There's also a link to it in the News and Schmooze. You can get it online for free. There's an excellent daily devotional that was written by a former associate leader of our community, a guy named Thomas Boehm, and he has written this great devotional. It's 6 days a week, and it takes you through the Torah portion, the Haftorah portion, and the New Covenant portion in a very devotional way. And it will begin to build your appreciation for the things you are reading. And that's available online at theparashaproject.com. And I would encourage you as well to find somebody to partner with in this, a spouse, a friend, a neighbor, somebody that you can be sharing with as you go through the year. Because I know that Cynthia and I have been doing this for a long, long time. And often when we have our quiet Sunday morning, the one time where we're not blasting out of the house doing something, and we're reading the next Saturday's Torah portion, we have these wonderful conversations about things that God is showing us from the text. And I just want to encourage you to take advantage of that kind of relationship and find somebody to partner with. And so again, how can our celebration this morning of Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah Help us stay centered in this crazy, dizzying world of ours. And it's just a reminder to rest and to reset on who it is that is in control and who loves us more than anyone else and who is working His plan perfectly in spite of how anything might seem on any given day. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the opportunity to look into it this morning, to be reminded of these feast days. Lord, thank You that You are in control. Thank You for the beautiful picture of Shemini Atzeret and that eighth day abiding because of the acceptable state that You have granted to those who by faith have put their trust in Messiah. Lord, thank You that we will one day dwell in Your presence in an acceptable state forever and ever. And so, Lord, we look forward to that as well. Help us to take the moment today to rest and to reset so that we can get our equilibrium, that we might walk with You and serve You and love You and love the people around us for Your glory. In Yeshua's name, amen.
If you have been encouraged by Shema, the teaching ministry of the Olive Tree Congregation, or if you would like to learn more about Messiah Yeshua and God's love for His Jewish people and the world, please email us at shema@olive-tree.org. That's shema@olive-tree.org. Olive Tree Congregation is a family-friendly community of Jews and Gentiles sharing new life in Messiah Jesus. You're welcome to join us for worship any Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. We're located at 400 North Elmhurst Road in Prospect Heights, Illinois. For more information, please call us at 847-222-1230 or visit us on the web at olive-tree.org.